Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Ah, the joy of a rant. I was teaching this week and the topic of the small catechism came up. The six chief paths were mentioned and I inquired about the rest of the catechism. Blank stares. Silence. The six chief parts of the catechism are just section one. What about sections 2, 3, and 4, I inquired. More silence. Incorrect answers. And off I went. Lutherans are notorious for keeping their faith in their heads. Knowledge, knowledge, knowledge. What are the Ten Commandments, the Creed, and the Lord's Prayer? What does this mean? Talk about baptism and Holy Communion. What are the Office of the Keys? That's all stuff to know, and of course it's good. But that's not the whole picture. What about each day's living, prayer and service and evangelism? The Catechism addresses us all each day, not just our heads, mainly for Sundays. You getting the idea? Don't believe me? Check out the hymnal, the Lutheran Service Book, page 321 to 330. It was an animated few minutes, and by the time I'd finished, there was my scribbling all over the whiteboard. I suspect the students will remember that aspect of the lesson and my view in later discussions about the small catechism, whether they do or don't agree, precisely because I was more animated than usual. Animation and excitement don't make an argument. They might regard me as a silly old duffer or making a good point, but the interaction got their attention. Recently, an astronomer was bemoaning his colleagues and the world's misuse of the word theory. Generally, theory is used to mean conjecture, speculation, a guess, whereas a theory actually is an accepted generalization that is regarded as true. Most of what people call theories today are hypotheses, he insisted. I see. And I can live with that, though my theory is that I'll forget the distinction soon enough. I remember reading an article that bemoaned the description of Martin Luther as a monk. No, 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 came the reply. Monks were cloistered religious, attached to a place, a monastery for life. That was never Luther's lot. He was a friar. Friars were those attached to an order, in this case the Augustinians, and not to a place, and were engaged in the outside world. Hence, Luther as priest and also as teacher at the Wittenberg University. And of course, a point of view isn't correct just because you're insistent, though being insistent adds weight to the fact that you think it is important. The listener or reader still has to weigh the evidence and assess the truth claimed, but you've probably got their attention a little more. Christ is risen! And after almost 2,000 years, that is not a message being said for the first time. Whether you want to say it like that, or how the Bible more often says it, God raised Jesus from the dead, might be the subject of its own little rant. But the world needs to hear this proclamation, this news broadcast, this good news. Jesus, once dead, is alive forevermore. He is God, who threatens sinners because he has usurped the God spot in sinners' lives. By nature, we want to be God, but whenever the message of Jesus is heard, people discover he's in that place. That's why sinners struggle with Jesus. You're in my spot. Hearing that Jesus is alive doesn't necessarily fill the world with joy and anticipation. Humanity's default position to this message is fear and dread. What will Jesus do to us because we don't like people taking our spots? That's why Christians need a little insistence every now and then. Don't be afraid. Jesus is alive. He actually loves you. He is good and will help you. He is a good shepherd. And yes, that makes us sheep. Deal with it. Don't avoid it. Let's pray. Loving God, Heavenly Father, we thank you that your Son Jesus is the good shepherd who cares for your people. Open our hearts to hear his voice, to know him as he calls us by name, and to follow wherever he leads. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.